Hello, my name is Eric Francis, the editor of Planet Waves and the author of the Good as Gold readings, which I have just finished and were placed on the server overnight, August 10th to 11th. So this is all ready. Obviously, if you're hearing this, you are into the product. I've just got a few short thoughts for you to introduce you to this product, tell you a bit about what it is, though I do introduce it for each of the 12 signs a little bit differently. What I started with was the triangular equation of self-esteem, creativity, and how to make money using your creativity. And then I cast 12 individual charts, one for each of the signs, and clicked on the record button and did my best to describe the solution set to that particular puzzle. I've taken a slightly different approach with each of the 12 signs of the zodiac. It's not that different, but in some cases I take the houses in pairs, side by side or by opposites. In some I describe themes, and some I work with the triangle of signs in your element or the cross of signs in your type of sign, like a mutable sign. As you will hear, as I usually do, I avoided astrological jargon, and I don't weigh you down with words you don't necessarily have a grasp on, and I have stuck to human concepts, human ideas that you will be able to relate to. I do a lot of describing the individual qualities of the signs, as well as looking at the way the transits are moving through the zodiac right now and how certain themes in your life are being activated. So in any event, this is a good catch-up on your astrology. It's been a while since the spring reading. It's been a while since the Mars effect. Mars has been direct, man, since May. That's more than 2 months. That's kind of amazing that it went by so fast. I realize a lot of people have been through a lot of stuff with that Mars retrograde and the Grand Cross. I've done my best to be sensitive to that and keep that constantly focused in the background, and have viewed this as a developing story also pointed in the direction of where you're going. For most of the signs, as I was doing the research, I also cast your astrology for 2015, for the 2015 annual edition, so that has given me a long view on your transits. And generally, I take a long view on this. I mean, I think you could easily go back to the 2012 or the 2011 annual and listen to that and get perfectly good information that's viable and relevant for today. And a lot of those are on the internet without a password. You can go back and listen. So that is to say that this particular reading is designed to last. It's designed to have influence beyond this particular moment. And so I suggest that you keep track of your password and bookmark the page and come back to it in a month or in 2 months. And there might be things that I said that you might have missed or that did not make sense at the time. And suddenly you hear it and it makes perfect sense. And there could be a lot of that going on. Again, I do recommend that you listen to your sun sign and your rising sign, and then if you're one of these lunar type people, check your moon sign. Because I work so closely with the houses, and because I take a whole chart approach to the chart, not just looking at your one sign, but looking at the way your one sign relates to all the other 11 signs of the zodiac, that is what makes these readings the most viable, I think, on the internet for the rising sign as well. And it really helps to know your rising sign and to be tracking the astrology of your rising sign, because there is so much information contained in there. And what it does is, if you've been following astrology for a while and you've been focused on the properties of your sun sign, it gives you a whole new dimension of yourself to explore and to understand. In terms of the cross-referencing on special topics, I generally cover that at the end. I'm pretty sure I remember that for each of the 12 signs, and I will mention places where there are what I would consider hotspots in your chart. For example, if you're a Scorpio, then Pisces is going to be a hotspot. There are other places as well. If you're a Scorpio, Leo is going to be a hotspot. I think that it might make sense for everyone to listen to the Leo reading, because that is where Jupiter is. That is where the action is going to be concentrated. I've recorded this with the Sun and Jupiter and Mercury in Leo. Venus is about to arrive in Leo, making a conjunction to Jupiter. It is a pretty spectacular time of Leo astrology. That said, not only is it a spectacular time of Leo astrology, there's hardly really been much of anything in Leo since Saturn was there quite a few years ago. And so there is a palpable difference between the way life and the way the psychic fields feel now than they did before the Sun and Jupiter arrived, because in terms of at least the major planets, the heavy-duty, widely traveled streets of the planets, there was nothing in Leo until the Sun and Jupiter and Mercury arrived just a couple of weeks ago. All right, that about covers it. I think I am reminding people who are astrology students to pay attention to the way that I am handling the houses. I am of the It's All About the Houses school of astrology. That is to say that the houses represent the departments of life. They represent the angles and the points of view from which we approach things. And if you want a sense of the power of the houses and how much information they can give you, consider that really for these 12 readings, I was pretty much using the same group of planets, though there's some differences, but I'm working with maybe about, 30 or 40 points. The main planets, a bunch of centaurs, a bunch of asteroids, and all I'm really doing when I move from one reading to the next is moving the chart one place. So if I start with Aries and read the chart from the viewpoint of Aries to read Taurus, all I do is turn the wheel one step and I start with Taurus. And everything reorients, all the angles change just a little bit, just a 30 degree shift, but that creates a whole new story. And I was able to do this basically just with only minimal notes, mainly written in astrological shorthand on the page, and was able to go on for 45 minutes to an hour for each of the signs only by turning the wheel 1/12 of the way and seeing, hearing, reading, feeling an entire new presentation for each of the signs. That is the power of the houses. Another thing I do that's different than I think most people doing sun sign work is I do use the entire wheel. So when I'm speaking to Pisces, for example, I'm speaking to Pisces, but I am studying the entire zodiac and explaining how many different houses relate to yours and what the role, for example, of Sagittarius is for Pisces, or what the role of Leo is for Aries in your chart, because we all have all 12 signs. And one of the reasons I'm able to go to the depth that I'm able to go to is because I use all 12 signs for each of the 12 signs. That requires being a bit deep, or you might say not being shallow, and I am perfectly willing to both be deep and to not be shallow. And that's how we get real information out of astrology. It's how we're able to bring these deeper questions of, for example, how am I going to get my career as a whatever kind of an artist or a solo practitioner you are, how am I going to get that started? What am I going to do? What gets in the way? What are the obstacles that I need to remove or work through or work around? And that is what I have focused on. Give these some time. I believe I did already say check them out again in a month or two. You may also go back and listen to your birthday reading if you got that. If you didn't, we usually offer them at a discount a few months later, so call Chelsea at 877-453-8265. If you were a customer of the annual edition, definitely please check that out again and see where these two main segments of 2014 fit together. In a sense, the Good as Gold readings are an extension of the Mars Effect readings. I put a lot of effort in the Mars Effect readings into getting us all through this grand cross that that blew through town the first 6 months of 2014, which was a somewhat mean feat for all of us, and also astrologically, looking at the numerous puzzles and contradictions and stresses that the astrology of the first half of 2014 presented. You should know that that astrology is over. The Uranus-Pluto square persists. That's going to be something we're living with for a while. The last aspect of that particular event happens in March, but Uranus-Pluto aspects take a long time to dissolve and trail off, and sometimes the most interesting effects happen in the years following the last actual event of seven. In this case, there's going to be one in the autumn and then one in March, one November, one March, and that wraps up the seven. Amazing that it's gone by so fast. The first of them, incidentally, was in June of 2012. So that's half of 2012, all of 13, all of 14, and part of 15. But that went by in the blink of an eye, as life often seems to do. So in offering you this information about how to connect with your core purpose, the thing that you want to do the most, I speak in the understanding that we don't have forever to do these things, and I am here offering you some ideas and some motivation for how to get started right now. All right, a pleasure to serve as your astrologer, really an honor to be able to sit here and to do this work and to speak into this microphone directly into your ears and your home. I would encourage you to share these readings with people in your own household. If you think someone should hear something, definitely play it for them. Remind them that it's a, you know, very inexpensive paid product. But I would say sharing is in the Planet Waves ethos. And if you think there's someone who would benefit from hearing this, please do let them hear it. Any questions you might have, drop me a note at dreams@planetwaves.net. Assuming that you are listening sometime in the month of August, don't forget that there will be a live teleconference for Good as Gold customers that will take place probably the fourth week of August. Look in your email for that. If you are not able to make that one teleconference, there's a couple of things you can do. You can submit your programs, submit your questions to me on the program in advance, either by email or by using the program's interactive page, which you'll get in your email from Chelsea announcing the event. And then you can also listen to it if you're not able to take part in real time. I'll do my best to schedule it at a time that works for people in England. It's a little bit difficult scheduling something at a time that works for both the United States and for Australia. But the time might be something like 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Well, then that would make it 7 in the morning. It's tricky matching California, New York, London, and Australia, but we will do our best to do that and to reach as many people as possible. Again, questions or comments to dreams@planetwaves.net. If I don't reply, just send the email again the next day so that I see it. Sometimes my inbox gets kind of crazy busy, and it depends on whether I'm on deadline, but I do try to respond to every email. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks for participating. Thank you for being a customer and a supporter of Planet Waves. Again, an honor, a pleasure, great fun to be able to do this work for you every day of my life. I'll catch you soon. Bye for now.